This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 29th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. DPR's new lead for SPM, a new weapon against HLB. USDA, FDA spared shutdown under deal, and Vilsack pushes CCC option. The new face of Newsom's pesticide plan. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has hired a special advisor for sustainable pest management. Michael Milligan has 2 degrees in literature and a background in urban pest management in New York City and San Francisco. Most recently, he administered an integrated pest management program at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in Manhattan. He also worked in the city's health and hygiene department and in home pest management. Milligan said he looks forward to working with growers on the administration's pest control strategy. A new breakthrough in HLB fight. Researchers have pinpointed a gene in citrus hybrids with resistance to citrus greening disease known as Schnitzler Bing. A team of scientists at USDA's Agriculture Research Service and the University of Florida published the findings yesterday in the Journal of Science Advances. Breeders can use the DNA marker to ensure that new hybrid seeds possess the tolerance while maintaining flavor. But the plant physiologist cautioned that several years of testing and refinement must happen before the technology is commercially available. Shutdown averted again. Congressional leaders have reached a deal to avoid a partial shutdown of USDA and several other departments and agencies this weekend. In a joint statement yesterday afternoon, the leaders said they had reached agreement on 6 of 12 appropriation bills. Those 6 include the bills covering USDA, the Food and Drug Administration, Environmental Protection Agency, and the Departments of Interior and Transportation. Details of the legislation were not released. The agreement gives Congress until next Friday to pass those 6 measures. To keep USDA and the other affected agencies from running out of money this week, the deal calls for lawmakers to pass another short-term continuing resolution. By the way, FDA would lose access to approximately 25% of its workforce if Congress failed to pass an appropriation bill or an extension to the current one, according to a former agency official. Steve Grossman, the executive director of Alliance for a Stronger FDA, said about 75% of the FDA workforce would be available in a shutdown unless some employees have to be called back for a public health emergency. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Vilsack happy to discuss different ways to use CCC. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack used a Senate Ag Committee hearing to reiterate his offer to use USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority to help farmers when they're struggling because of elevated input costs and a slump in commodity prices. Vilsack has suggested the CCC could provide an alternative to funding an increase in commodity program reference prices. He told Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, he would be, quote, happy to work with Congress to find a creative way to utilize the resources of the CCC to try to address some of the concerns that you all have relative to reference prices, as I did when you requested assistance on trade and international food assistance. And in case you're wondering, in response to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Vilsack said he would not be the longest serving ag secretary ever. That honor belongs to Tama Jim Wilson of Tama, Iowa, who served from 1897 to 1913 under 3 different presidents. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. McConnell to step down as Senate Republican leader. Senate Republicans are searching for a new leader for the first time since 2007. Mitch McConnell announced yesterday he plans to step down from his leadership role in November. McConnell, 82, is the longest-serving party leader in the Senate and is also a member of the Agriculture Committee, where he has been a staunch advocate for industrial hemp. I always imagined a moment when I had total clarity and peace about the sunset of my work, McConnell said on the Senate floor. A moment when I'm certain I have helped preserve the ideals I so strongly believe. That day arrived today. Now, looking ahead, candidates to replace McConnell expected to include GOP Whip John Thune, South Dakotan on the Senate Ag Committee, as well as John Barrasso of Wyoming and John Cornyn of Texas. Thune said in a statement that McConnell's retirement, quote, leaves enormous shoes to fill, and it's with humility that I look forward to having a discussion with my colleagues about what the future holds for the Senate Republican Conference and a new generation of leadership. Vilsack, producers who suffered discrimination to get assistance. Farmers who have experienced discrimination from USDA and farm lending programs should get assistance sometime this summer, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said at a Senate Ag hearing yesterday. In an exchange with Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, Vilsack also said 40,000 farmers had been helped by a separate provision in the Inflation Reduction Act to aid distressed borrowers. The IRA provided $3.1 billion for distressed borrowers in Section 2206 of the law and $2.2 billion for victims of discrimination in Section 22007. Last count, there are nearly 60,000 applications that have been received for the Section 22007 assistance, Vilsack said. So now the outside administrators have got to go through the process of evaluating those applications. Our hope is that we get the resources out the door sometime in the summer. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Here's today's She Said It. As the first state in the U.S. to implement universal school meals, California is deeply committed to ending hunger and food insecurity. That first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, who attended a White House celebration this week to represent California in an anti-hunger pledge. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.